If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, just a quick warning. This episode does have explicit language and may not be appropriate for kids. Last week, Anthony Curcia walked us through his crime. But what about the police? The last time we checked in with them, they had identified Curcio as their main suspect, thanks to Alan Dean, the transient man who had written down Anthony's license plate number. Police also had DNA from the crime scene because the suspect had tossed his mask and disguise when he was fleeing. But if they were going to connect Anthony to the crime, they needed DNA from him to match it. Again, this is the voice of one of the lead detectives on the case, Tim Bazell.
We're looking for throwaway DNA.
What is throwaway DNA?
Once you use something that has your DNA on it and you throw it away, as in you leave it, you throw it in the trash, you no longer have any right of privacy to that DNA.
At Bazell's urging, the FBI started tailing Curcio, hoping to get lucky. They didn't have to wait long. Shortly after they started following him, Curcio drove to a gas station, filled up his car with gas, then tossed out a Gatorade bottle, which he'd been filling with tobacco spit.
And so, yeah, so they, hand to hand, they come bring it straight to me. And they're going, you're not going to believe this, but it was the only piece of trash in the trash can at a gas station.
Bazell had caught a break. He hand-delivered both DNA samples to the testing lab, and then he started begging. Because cases like these, they don't have a high priority when it comes to DNA testing.
This is a property crime. It's not high on the list for DNA analysis. People crimes come first. And so any homicides, rapes, anything like that comes first. That means usually 6 months, 9 months, I would get a result back.
Bazell asked them to get it done quickly. What with all the publicity, he says the DNA lab folks had heard about the crime and told him they'd do their best. In the meantime, Bazell had a job to do.
We got to keep an eye on these guys. And the next day, Curcio disappears.
My name is Nate Scott. I'm a reporter and editor at For the Win and USA Today Sports. This is The Sneak.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Where did he go?
At the time, I had no idea. And I was worried. I was like, maybe he found out that we were watching him and he's out of the state, out of the country. We gotta find out where he is. And so, okay, looking at social media, talking to people, and then finally we got information back. He went to Vegas.
What do you think at that point when you hear he's in Las Vegas?
Oh no, there goes some money.
Why'd you go to Vegas?
See, what's frustrating about Vegas I was going to Vegas several times a year. After the robbery happened, my lifestyle didn't actually change much.
Did they know where the money came from?
Nobody asked me, but yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure pretty much all of them knew where the money came from. One or two of them knew about it, yes, that had no involvement.
Are these high school friends?
I think all of them were, for the most part, yeah.
But not anyone who was involved came to Vegas?
No. One guy actually was. The guy...
You're probably noticing Anthony slow down his answers here in a way that may seem suspicious. To be fair to him, I have to mention this. During this day of interviews, Anthony was feeling extremely sick. He'd actually cut his leg with a drone he likes to fly. We'll talk about the drone more later. And his leg ended up getting seriously infected. We saw this wound. It was gross. He'd end up going to a doctor right after our hours of interviews that day, so he wasn't exactly in the best shape. All that being said, it was also clear that Anthony was having second thoughts about telling me about the other people involved in this crime. And he was also having a hard time keeping track of everyone he told me about.
He was down there and he... What did he... He knew... He had helped me move like 3 boulders that I couldn't get when I still planned on escaping with the jet ski.
Something we haven't even mentioned yet. Yes, Anthony originally planned to escape with the jet ski, and he enlisted help to clear boulders out of the river to make it possible. Which is funny and just as strange as everything else in this story, but also brings in yet another person involved in this crime. Which gets us back to the big question, what on earth was going on here? This was supposedly a crime committed by a lone mastermind. But here we had Anthony, and a driver, and a lookout, and someone who supposedly helped him plan the crime, not to mention a whole crew of people in Vegas. And no matter who we talked to, be it Anthony or Detective Bazell or the attorneys on either side, no one would ever mention these people until we directly asked about them. It was only then that they would say, well, yeah, other people had been involved in this crime. Why had these people been hidden for so long? What was everyone hiding?
So you go to Vegas, and you're thinking because this had been an established pattern of behavior that you weren't doing the classic go to Vegas and spend a bunch of money, you don't.
No, so I mean, I...
Like, what did you guys do in Vegas?
I was going to Vegas, I mean, I brought a decent chunk of change there. I wanted to clean up some of it.
Anthony would bring his money, turn it into chips at the casino, then cash out with new, clean money. Just like they did it in the movies.
And have some fun in the process.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was all... I wanted a party, for sure.
Anthony and his crew started a party. Really party. They rented a big house and started hitting the casinos and the clubs, and it was fun. For a minute. But then Anthony learned a valuable lesson that the late, great, notorious B.I.G. once imparted upon us. More money, more problems.
It became just a trip from hell. Because, you know what it was? It was a glimpse of how a real celebrity would live. In the fact that people you've known your whole life know that you're a meal ticket. And then all of a sudden, it just changes everybody. And it was really like, oh, you know, can I have the, you know, can I get a couple $100? Can I get the, I mean, it was just non-stop. And it was like, hey, I'm going to pay for this trip. You want to go to Vegas? Okay, cool, let's go. But it just never ended.
Anthony looked around that house in Vegas and saw what he had created. He got sad. He left his friends and went and got his own room at the Palms.
It was this beautiful, beautiful room. It wasn't like the top or the penthouse, but I remember it was just all glass, ceiling to floor, and I got super depressed, and I just, it was like I was suicidal, got really drunk, and yeah, I just kept thinking about it. I wanted to kill myself, really. I looked out, like, over the city, and I was like, you know, out of all these people that... You know, you see, it seems like millions of people, just all little small, you know. And I was like, you know, I took a risk that, you know, none of them would have taken. And I did it, you know, for my family.
Anthony didn't do anything drastic that night. He went home.
Do you think your wife knew you robbed that truck?
Before I was arrested, she definitely knew I had something to do with it because I wouldn't leave it alone.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning I like wanted her to, you know, like I wanted her to know I saved the day, you know? And only in my deluded mind would it be like, oh, you robbed a bank, honey. Good job. I'm so proud of you. Like, and I was just like, you hear about this? You know, this guy did all this shit and he got away and, you know, he tricked the cops and stole this money, fucked the banks over. And I don't know if she knew at that like moment, like, oh, he is the one that did it. But I think that, so I've asked her, and I think that's when she was just like, you had something to do with this thing. You had something to do with the planning, or you somehow were involved.
Emily Curcio did not want to be interviewed for this podcast.
How'd you get caught?
I was caught by, well, I don't know. You have to ask fucking Bazell that. I don't know what the truth is or what it is, and I don't really care. I really don't care.
Hey, this is Danny from the team here at Wondery. There's a lot about modern life, especially modern life in a major city that's really annoying. Lots of traffic, lots of waiting in line. And right now, when I'm staring down the face of a DMV appointment next week, I'm really appreciating our sponsor, Best Fiends. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game you can download for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. It's this really fun color matching game with these cute little characters, and it has seriously saved me on a number of occasions recently when I had to kill some time before an appointment or just needed to unwind and reset my brain before bed. Best Fiends updates the game monthly with new levels and events so it never gets old. You can play offline too, so it's great for travel, on a plane, train, wherever you find yourself. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters with Best Fiends. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
When did you arrest Curcio?
So, amazingly, we got the DNA back in 3 weeks. That's unheard of for property crime. So we're ecstatic. Lab calls me. Hey, it's a match. Anthony Curcio's DNA is on the items.
Bazell informed the FBI and put together a SWAT team.
They follow them out to Outlet Mall area. They're out there spending money. He's driving a Range Rover that we didn't know he had. And he goes to Target into the parking lot. And boom, we go. And our SWAT team takes him down. I'm there waiting.
Anthony played dumb at first and even asked the police if they knew who his parents were. But once Bazell read him his Miranda rights, he shut his mouth. Police weren't getting anything out of him. But they had something else to take care of. They had to find the money.
I wrote up a search warrant for his house, of course. We search his house. It's not there. Where else could it be?
Bazell knew that Anthony spent a lot of time at a friend's warehouse, so they got a search warrant there. Again, nothing. But they figured the friend knew something. So they put a cop car outside his place, and they left it there.
We didn't put anybody in the car. We just left the car there. We later found out I put a lot of pressure on him.
Their hunch had been right. Anthony's friend, the one with the warehouse, he was holding the money. Through an attorney, the friend reached out to police and agreed to return the cash that remained.
How much was left?
The amount of money that was given to us from the attorney was over 200,000. 200 and something thousand. I can't remember the exact amount.
So half was gone.
About half was gone.
And how long a time did they spend then?
This is about a month.
1 month and $200,000 gone. But Bazell wasn't too upset. They had the money. They had Anthony in custody. They had DNA. And now they had someone who was willing to talk. The man who had been holding the money, he was ready to cooperate. This is the same man that Anthony says helped him plan the crime. the one who had pulled out at the last minute to attend a meeting. In court documents, the prosecution refers to this man as JJ.
In your sentencing memo, you discuss a man named JJ. Do you remember JJ?
I remember who he was. I remember his relationship to Curcio and his cooperation.
That's the voice of the prosecutor in this case, Bruce Miyake.
Did he help plan this crime?
No. As I recall, Curcio had come to him and confided in him about the crime and tried to recruit him to help him in it.
I'll admit, Miyake made me second-guess myself here. Maybe Anthony did commit this crime alone. Maybe all these people Anthony was telling me about had nothing to do with it, and this was his way of deflecting responsibility. Maybe I'd been hunting for weeks trying to figure out what everyone was hiding, when in actuality, there was nothing to hide. I could go back and forth, but mostly, I wanted to hear from JJ. Hear his side of the story. The only problem is it's very hard to find someone off of two initials, and no one would tell me his real name. But then I got lucky. You're about to hear a conversation between myself and the show's researcher, Daniela Schneider.
All right, I'm recording. What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good. You have something for me.
I do. I was reading through the sentencing memo, and I think they randomly just named one of the accomplices. I think they named JJ.
They name him?
Yeah. It's just like in the middle of a paragraph, they just name drop him.
It's not redacted?
No.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
We'd spent weeks trying to find JJ, and his name had been in a folder on my desk the entire time. The reason we missed it was because it was in the middle of something called Anthony Curcio Personal History, which is basically a part of a legal filing in which Anthony's attorney pleads with the judge to go easy on him in sentencing. It says he's a good guy, is a family man, he's never done anything like this before, etc. We just never read it that closely. But then Daniela did, and there was JJ, named in the middle of a paragraph as a, quote, unindicted co-conspirator. Anthony didn't even know his attorney had done this. So now we have JJ's real name, and I'm not going to tell you it. The reason why is that as I'm recording this, we're still looking for him. Even after we found his real name, it's proving impossible to find the guy. We've hunted public records, Facebook, LinkedIn. We've even used a database that investigators use to find people. Nothing. We asked people around the case. No one had any idea. I wrote an email to that lawyer who represented him 10 years ago, and we haven't heard back, but that's our best bet right now. And I don't feel super comfortable naming him publicly until I understand better exactly his involvement in this case, or at least give him the chance to talk to me on the record. This hunt for JJ is frustrating too, because the more we dig, the more we are realizing how pivotal he is to this case. See, when Anthony found out that JJ had cut a deal with the prosecutor, Anthony did something very foolish. He'd written JJ a letter, telling him not so subtly to keep quiet. Anthony's brother-in-law delivered the letter to JJ, along with a Bic lighter, the message being that JJ was supposed to read it, then burn it. JJ didn't do any of that. JJ handed the letter over to the police. Now Anthony wasn't just being charged with robbery. They had him on witness tampering as well. To hear more episodes of The Sneak, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening right now. If you like the show, you can share it with a friend who would be interested in the story. That would be great. Or if you remember to rate and review The Sneak on Apple Podcasts, that helps other people find out about the show. If you want to listen to all 9 episodes of The Sneak right now, ad-free, you can head over to wondery.fm/sneakplus to start binging. The Sneak is a project of For the Win and USA Today Sports. It is produced by myself, along with Anthony Pacillo and Pat Shanahan. Audio engineering and sound design from Chris Bauerbank. and our sound recordist is Josh Savare. Research and additional production from Daniela Schneider. Our executives are Kate Gutman and Mark Hyland. Thanks to Emmanuel Lozano, Joe Myers, and the Monroe Police Department.